More than 1,400 barrels were dumped by the U.S. Army into Lake Superior. The Red Cliff tribe has recovered and analyzed contents from 25 of them. But project manager Gary Defoe Jr. says that's not enough. He says they hire contractor Rodelphi Environmental to do more study of the barrels. Reading from a report the firm completed this month, Defoe says they're recommending more barrels be raised.
Remaining barrel contents are still uncharacterized, and the potential exists for inadvertent recovery by the general public. While the barrels are presently containing their contents, they should not be expected to do so into the definite future.
Defoe says the tribe has sent the report to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which paid for it. Kimberly Bond is manager of the Native American Lands and Environmental Mitigation Program. The Department of Defense created the program to address environmental impacts on Indian lands from former DOD activities. Bond says they've received the tribe's investigative report.
We will do our review of the report and make sure, you know, all comments and questions are addressed, and then we will try to get the report in some kind of final form.
Bond says the final version will then be submitted to the DOD. She says that could take another 4 months or so to pull together. The Defense Department will have the final say on whether any further action should be taken. The environmental contractor and a spokeswoman for the Corps could not be immediately reached for comment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.